From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,077th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Billy Walker.
What am I supposed to do now that we are through? Am I supposed to look around and find somebody new? Change my mind. Go away.
Go away. Pretend you never meant a thing to me.
Am I supposed to be happy? Say that you played fair. Am I supposed to say that's life and say I didn't care? Change my mind. Go away.
Go away.
Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Well, how can you just sit there and say it was a fling? That all the happy times we had didn't mean a thing. How can you start over and forget everything? Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Cheerful, greet my friends and smile. Tell them lies when deep inside I'm crying all the while. Change my mind. Go away.
Go away.
Pretend you never meant a thing with me.
Well,
how can you just sit there and say it was a fling? That all the happy times we had didn't mean a thing. How can you start over and forget everything? Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Pretend you never meant a thing to me. Pretend you never meant a thing to me.
Our star, Billy Walker, and Change My Mind. Welcome, Billy. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. Well, we've got another great show lined out for the folks tonight, including those two Opry regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell. Then there's that great guitar-picking wizard, Hank Garland. Miss Del Wood will give us some of her great piano numbers. Tommy Jackson is on hand, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, to lead the square dancing. And as our very special guest, those two great entertainers and outstanding country comics, Lonzo and Oscar.
Well, folks, the boys will be out here in just a few minutes to sing some of their great songs, but right now it's my special pleasure to introduce that man who comes from a family of great swimmers. At least, they're always in a dive, Archie Campbell!
Hey, wait just a minute here. Are you who I think you are?
Well, I hope so.
Want to sing them pretty songs?
Yeah, that's me.
Made a lot of records that sold millions?
Sure, that's me.
Hey, Lord, if the folks back home could see me now, standing right here next to Hank Snow.
Hank Snow? I'm not Hank Snow, I'm Billy Walker.
Billy Walker?
Yes, that's my name, Billy Walker.
Is that a name or a condition? Wait, no, seriously, now, don't get... You ain't mad at me, are you?
No, I'm not mad.
You're not mad?
No.
You sure you're not mad?
I'm sure I'm not mad.
Are you absolutely sure you're not mad?
Absolutely.
Are you sure you're not mad at me?
All right, I'm mad then.
You sure don't act like it. No, seriously, I'm a writer, Billy. I'm a writer, and I thought maybe I could talk to you about some songs.
Well, if you're a writer, you probably like to read.
I do like to read, yes.
Have you ever read Hamlet?
No.
You never read Hamlet?
Never read Hamlet, no.
You ever read Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Well, what have you read?
I have some red underwear.
Oh.
No, I'm a writer of songs. I write songs. I thought maybe if I could get you to hear a few of my songs, you might put them on record and we'd all get rich.
Well, what have you written?
What have I written? Have you heard Marie?
Did you write Marie?
I certainly did. Of course, she never did answer, but I wrote her in. I'll show you a few of my titles. I got them down here. If you can use any of these songs, they're mostly love songs.
Love songs.
Yeah. Now, here's one I believe will be a hit. See if you like this song.
All right.
Grandma's face don't look the same since her teeth went down the drain.
No, I can't use that.
Can't use that?
Can't use that.
Here's another one. Don't slap the baby in the face. Nature prepared a better place.
No, I'm afraid the bottom will drop out of that.
Please.
Get the hammer, mother. There's a fly on baby's head.
Hey, now that sounds like a hit right there.
Here's a good one.
All right.
Don't go around with a married woman unless you can go two rounds with her husband. See what you think about this.
All right.
While Grandma cranked the old Victrola, somebody spiked her Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that might be one.
I got a little song here. Let me recite this for you and see if you can use it.
All right.
I'd like to have your kind attention, please. It's a sad little thing. There they stood by the garden gate, his muscles brawny and strong. Her brown eyes shone with the light of love, on her lips a sweet love song. She didn't speak as she opened the gate, although her heart was full, for she was only a farm girl and he was a Jersey bull.
Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the king of the comics. But now it's guest time, so let's have a big opera welcome for two boys who've been favorites here on the show for lots longer than even they like, remember. Lonzo and Oscar! Well, Lonzo and Oscar, welcome to the show.
Well, Grant, doggone it, it sure is good to be here, ain't it, Lonzo?
Yeah, sure are.
Say, I wonder if you boys actually know how many times you have appeared on this stage.
We ain't got no idea, Mr. Grant.
Well, let me tell you something. Do you remember a great song that you introduced and the first time you sang it?
Well, if it's one I think you mean, the answer is yes. And the song goes like this.
Hound dog was a feeling fine, then he fell in the barrel of a turkey pine.
Yes, sir,
he's moving on. He passed the gate like an 88, he's moving on. The old tomcat was a feeling mean when he caught his tail in the sewing machine. He's a moving on. He's moving on. The stitch when he hit the ditch, he's moving on. The old man's face got white as a sheet when he slipped and fell in his cream of wheat. He's a moving on. He's moving on. He flapped his ears as he shifted his gears. He's moving on. We travel a lot to make our showing. The way we sing, we have to keep going. We're moving on. We're moving on. We've got to go. Here comes Hank Snow. We're moving on.
Say, Billy, you're a baseball fan. How do the teams look to you this year? You think you could pick the pennant winners?
Grant, I learned a long time ago not to try to predict the outcome of a baseball game. That little old ball can take some real funny bounces.
And right you are, but baseball sure can be fun to watch, especially if you're sitting in the stand with a pipe full of PA and your team is ahead.
You know, somehow or other, I thought that we'd get around to pipe smoking, that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Of course, that's your favorite subject.
Well, why not, Billy? Prince Albert gives so much smoking pleasure to so many smoking fans.
Well, it's true, Grant. I have to admit that PA certainly has that mild and mellow flavor that Pope Smackers and Roll Your Own fans seem to like.
Well, naturally, PA is always so fresh and it's crimp cut, so it packs right or rolls easy and it burns steady and even without hot spots. And nobody has to take my word for it. It's like the ads in the paper say, the proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you, Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. And that's why it's truly America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And now for the square. Harry Anson with Tommy Jackson and his fiddle and all the Tennessee Travelers cutting the figures to the tune of the old-timer, Ray Eagle.
And the four middle four, two little ladies, do-si go all around and sit down, let that different cars around. Meet your girl and paddle head, don't miss a bit of good number. One, one, two, two, three, four, don't quit now, baby, plenty more. All around, shaking down, let that different cars around. Look out, boys, don't be late, get that pretty girl all promenade. All around, shaking down, let that different cars around.
Thank you so much, Tommy, and Square Dancers. That was wonderful. Now, Grant, what's next up online?
Well, Billy, usually about this time, we sort of quiet down a little, and the star of the show sings a great inspirational song, or maybe one of the old familiar hymns.
Well, who am I to change things,
Grant? All right. Well, friends and neighbors, here's our star, Billy Walker, singing one of the better-known hymns, one that certainly is a favorite with the Opry audience. It is no secret.
And the Jordanaires to help us with it, friends. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others. Thank you very much. Grant, have you got any suggestions about what will please our audience next?
Well, that's simple, Billy. The magic fingers of Hank Garland now, running up and down his guitar as he plays that great tune, Whispering.
Thank you.
darling, one of the best. And speaking of the best, here is the best girlfriend of the Grand Ole Opry, Cousin Minnie Perrot!
Whee! Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I am proud, but I'll tell you right now, I had a feller say something just now that really hurt me. Because I'm very fond of my hats that I have, you know, and have been for years. And some feller said something about my hat. And I said, well, someday I'm going to get a new hat. Usually when I get down in the dumps, I go buy a new hat, you know. He said, well, I've been wondering where you've been getting them. Well, you can't, you know, I tell you, though, we got a big mystery at Grinder Switch this past week. Somebody left a case of scotch right in front of the parson's house. They did, sure enough. It just broke Grinder Switch all apart. Everybody was so upset. And the parson, he hurried and turned the case over to Lon Barnaby. He's the constable. So far, they haven't found out who owns the case. But, boy, I tell you, Uncle Nabob and Lon Barney been working on the case now. They have really. They've been working on it. I told Uncle Nabob, I said, Uncle Nabob, you oughtn't to drink anything at all stronger than coffee. Uncle Nabob said, girl, you'll never catch me drinking that coffee. I had a friend once that darn near went blind in one eye from drinking coffee. I said, how in the tarnation could a feller go blind in one eye from drinking coffee? He said he forgot to take the spoon out of the cup. Archie, come here a minute.
Well, that work on this side, don't
do
I?
You? You're just like a mule. Right, you ain't got any sense. Archie, do you know anything about women?
Many, during the course of human events, I have made it a practice to make a thorough study of the opposite sex.
Yeah, but do you know anything about women?
Certainly. My mother and my grandmother were both women.
Really?
Certainly.
Well, that's nice. That's a good arrangement.
I think so, yeah.
What do you think about a feller that'll steal a kiss from a girl?
I don't think it's possible. I don't think a feller ever stole a kiss from a girl.
No?
No, what happens is, see, he just kisses her a little before she expects it.
Oh, you're so clever.
Holly
Claire. I fit like a tiger when a feller kissed me. First time a feller kissed me, I fit like a tiger.
I bet you fit like
a tiger. If I hadn't, he'd have got away. But, Archie,
I have found that kissing a girl is just like opening a bottle of olives.
Opening a bottle of olives?
When you get that first one, the rest of them are easy.
Oh! How about that? Listen, Archie, you're smart.
I know it.
Oh, you're sharp as a wet noodle, I declare. I tell you what you do. You come around to my house tomorrow.
Yeah, what for?
I want you to see if you can't learn my feller Hezzy something.
He don't know too much.
Well, I'll tell you, last night he kissed me on the back of my neck.
That was silly.
Yeah, I want some feller like you to come down there and show him his way around. Bye now, see you next week.
This is Marty Robbins, and I'd like to sing The Proof is in the Puffin for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most flavored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pie full that's cool and steady burning. And because P.A. is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
And now it's guest time once more, and here's Lonzo and Oscar with a fine song written by one of the boys after a tragic personal experience. Lonzo and Oscar with their latest record offering, I Lost an Angel.
Hey,
was married to an angel, but now I'm so alone in a wreck upon the highways. That's where God called her home. Now I was there beside her. Why didn't he take me? I lost an angel that left me a sweet memory. I called her my angel. I know now I was wrong. God just loaned her to help me make a home. I guess I'll go on loving the things that used to be. I lost an angel and left me a sweet memory. Our life was like a love song that thrills the soul of man. But now the cries of loneliness holds the storm within. I'll face this world with a broken heart. They say that time will heal. I lost an angel that left me a sweet memory.
That's fine. That's good. Thank you, boys. Thanks so much. Now, Miss Dale Wood, one of her great piano numbers, A Tiger Rag, from her new album, Livers, Flappers, and Foxtrot. First, how about letting us in on your plans?
Well, this Wednesday and Thursday, Grant, we'll be down in Columbus, Georgia. And then next week, we'll be taking a big tour up for Have Peoples, our buddy, up around the Midwest, Kansas, and Iowa, and around in there.
Well, good luck all the way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our star, Billy Walker, and his latest song, I'll Be True to You.
That my lips ever knew. I'll be true to you, dear. I'll be true to you. Through sunny weather, gray skies too. Yes, I'll be true to you. If tonight my heart would beat, the last it ever knew. Then I'd want that last heartbeat to be just for you. I'll be true to you, dear. I'll be true to you through sunny weather, gray skies too. Yes, I'll be true to you. I'll be true to you, dear. I'll be true to you through sunny weather, gray skies too. Yes, I'll be true to you.
The sound of the fiddle means that we're going to have to be leaving, but before I go, I want to say how nice it was having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Don Gibson and all the band with Ira and Charles, the Lewin Brothers, and of course, Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Billy Walker saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week for the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a Camel cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
Girl. Forces broadcast to armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.